Back here on today's Lately Radio Sports page, we're joined now by the new head coach of the Central College Women's Wrestling Program, Jaime Miranda. Jaime, thank you for joining us, and let's start off. This is a unique opportunity to come back to be the head coach of Central Women's Wrestling after being a wrestler at Central yourself. What does it mean to be able to, you know, take on this role and be the new leader of Central Women's Wrestling?
Yeah, it's a pleasure to be here today with you and to just be discussing this, but it just means the world to me. It's a dream job opportunity to be out here, be working at Central College, and specifically to be coaching one of the wrestling programs here at Central College, specifically the women's wrestling program.
And I know that it was an interesting road that led you to Central College as an athlete. It's a unique story. If you could just give us a little bit of the background that led you to Central when you were choosing to go to college. And then if you could, you know, talk about that experience a little bit, why that was so special that now as an adult, you're coming back to be able to take over the women's wrestling program.
Yeah, I kind of have a interesting background, most people say, but I grew up homeless most of my life without my father and lost my mom when I was a sophomore in high school. And so I was really leaning on my teachers and coaches and my social worker to help me make a good decision where to go after high school. And Central was on the table, and they all really pushed me to go there just because of the kind of support that they would be providing me academically and just trying to ensure that I would actually graduate. So that was a huge reason why I went, a big push from my inner circle. But also, I just was really struggling trying to find like my purpose in life and find like a family. And so when I got to Central for my visit, that's what Eric Van Clay sold me on as the head coach, is that not just Central College Wrestling, but Central College is the family. And I felt that when I walked on campus for the first time, and it proved to be true in my 4 years here. And so I came here for that, and I found exactly that. I gave Central probably a lot of reasons why they probably didn't want to keep me around and maybe get rid of me, but they loved me like family, a lot of my professors and my coaches and just people on campus in general, other students and some of my teammates. And so because of that, and I received a lot of good quality mentorship and leadership from really good people that helped me start to grow and develop as a young man. And I left the Marine Corps almost 4 years ago now, and I was getting out, and I just kind of like, maybe in my own eyes, didn't like the man I was becoming or who I was as a father or as a husband. And so when I saw an opportunity to come back to Central College, it just got me excited to think about, I'd be around my mentors again, the people who helped make me who I was. And I know I'm not done growing yet, so I needed to come back here to grow spiritually and just to help be a better husband and father for my kids. So it was really important to come back.
And it sounds like there's a lot of great reasons in there. But one thing that I always find unique is I've talked with a couple of Central coaches over the years, and one thing they always mention is that family dynamic that you alluded to there a couple of times. And I always find that really unique when multiple coaches are making that comment of wanting to kind of establish that family mentality. What is it about Central, if you had to put it in your own words, that makes it a place that is so value oriented on that family nature and making sure that there's not anybody lost in the shuffle, making it feel like a place where you can grow and just become that kind of person that you want to be?
Yeah, I think it's just Central College itself. Like, it's nowhere in our rule book or any handbooks or anything that we have to be a family and love each other. But being a small private college, it's our goal to be personal with everybody. And when you create personal relationships with people, you can't help but build like a certain kind of love and connection with people, whether they're professors or coaches or students. And so I think with that focus in mind of trying to build personal relationships, people grow strong love for each other like their family, like they're working with their own sons and daughters or aunts and uncles or moms and dads. I know I look at my mentors as like fathers or mother figures for me. And even now as an adult and working for Central College, I still feel that same way.
That is awesome to hear. And again, we're talking to Jaime Miranda, the new head coach of the Central College women's wrestling program. Kind of looking at that time frame, because you did mention there was a time frame where you graduated, joined the Marine Corps, You also had another little another coaching gig at the high school level before taking over the women's wrestling program here at Central and also serving as an assistant coach. So if you could maybe just take us through that timeline between, you know, stints here at Central College and, you know, a little bit about your experience with the Marine Corps and also your experience at MOC Floyd Valley.
Yeah, after I left Central College, I worked at Woodward Academy for about 7 months. And while working there as a counselor, working with the students, I realized I wanted to do something more personal with the students instead of kind of doing more of like a correction officer role. There was a lot more to it than that, but I just felt like I wanted to work one-on-one with them, like on an emotional level, like counseling. So I knew I needed to go get my master's, and I didn't have money at the time. I was living with an old college teammate in Ankeny. And so I decided to join the military, the Marine Corps, just because it was the toughest branch I heard. And I was going to use that tuition assistance to get my master's. And through that process, I joined the Marine Corps, served my 4 years, and I was able to wrestle for the All-Marine Wrestling Team, the Greco team in North Carolina, in Camp Lejeune. And that was a really awesome experience. And then once I finished my time up there wrestling for them, I finished up my contract of enlistment in D.C. And once that happened, I finished my master's program, graduated in 2021, and then my wife was expecting our first daughter at the time, and so we got ready to get out of the military for good, and so I applied for a doctoral program at Drake University. And as I was getting ready to get out, we were just looking for jobs in the Des Moines area, but then a job that my father-in-law pushed out to me at her hometown, I was like intervention specialist for secondary, so like high school students. And I worked with kids with truancy, behavioral issues, and kids who just like had a harder time outside of school. And so my job primarily was to be that bridge specifically for the Latino community and to work with kids who just needed somebody extra to like love on them and give them that connection. And so it was like a dream job for me then too. I love working with kids like that. And throughout that experience, I was given the opportunity to be an assistant coach for the men's program or the high school boys program over there at MOC Floyd Valley. And it was a great experience. It was my first time coaching, met some good friends there. And after my first year there, I started to really start to fall in love with coaching and passing on that love and the things I do know about the sport to the younger generation. And then an opportunity came to start a girls program at the high school. And I wasn't really for it at first. I was a little timid being a male leading a women's sport, especially in wrestling where it's a lot more personal. And so I just rather didn't want to do it. But then my athletic director and the head coach were talking to me, and a buddy of mine that was also an assistant coach just told me to just, like, I would be able to do it and be successful and it would be okay. But I just asked that I would be able to pick my own assistant. And so I chose my sister-in-law, who never really wrestled. It's Northwest Iowa, so they're really known for basketball. And she was a basketball player through and through. And I called her up on that meeting with my AD, who was her prior basketball coach at the time, and she said, yeah, she never wrestled and she was down for it. And I told her I just needed her there to give a female perspective as an athlete and just in general, and also because she had been coaching for many years up to this point, and she was just a good role model for the girls and in the community. And so I knew I could teach her the basics of wrestling and help her learn to coach, and I was already going to be teaching 18 other girls had to wrestle, so it wasn't going to change much. But she's still coaching actually to this day, so she's going to be going into her fourth year of coaching girls wrestling.
That is awesome to hear. And again, we're talking to Jaime Miranda, the new head coach of the Central College women's wrestling program. And one thing that kind of stood out to me as you were talking through your background there, and you know, we've covered a broad range of your background, excuse me, if I can speak here, but you know, how has that helped you within your roles of coaching? Because as you said, it was, you know, kind of a transition period at MOC Floyd Valley, learning how to coach the women's program. And then, you know, now you've spent a couple of years as an assistant coach here at Central with the women's wrestling program, now getting ready to take on that head coaching job. How has that kind of prepared you with, whether that be, you know, the intervention counselor there at MOC Floyd Valley, whether that be growing up, your time at Central, how has that all prepared you to take on this next challenge as the head coach of Central Women's Wrestling?
Yeah, I think it just, like, just being a coach in general, my athletic directors, I had two in my time at MOC Floyd Valley. They were both great men, and they had their different needs that they expected from their coaches. And I think from each one of those guys, they really just taught me what a good coach needs to be doing, especially as a head coach. And so that comes with communication and being diligent in details and figuring out logistics beforehand and being prepared. So you could do like, because all when it comes to being a head coach, the technique and the actual wrestling itself is the easy part. It's the relationships and communication and planning and all the logistics that could kind of get people in a mess or in a bind. And so I learned real quickly because of my athletic directors that we need to figure that stuff out and have a good foundation for that. And then the rest is a little bit easier because I've been wrestling for a while now. So that part won't be too hard. But it's really just helped me get prepared in that sense. And then also just working with youth for as long as I've been doing it now. And specifically youth who are from marginalized backgrounds, who are homeless or low economic status or immigrants or their parents are immigrants, or kids who just struggle in school or who struggle with their sexual identity and stuff like that. I've seen that both on the boys and the girls side, and it just helps me get to see them as people before I see them as athletes. And so from my own personal experience of how I was coached at Central College, and the kids that I work with and how I get to know them and see them more than just a student and more than just an athlete, I can't help but see that version of everybody I work with first. So when I meet a new wrestler at Central College for the women's team or even for the men's team, because I interact with them quite a bit too, I see them first as who they are before I see them as wrestlers. And then it just makes the other part a lot easier, connecting and making that relationship. And as long as I make sure they're okay first, I know they'll be able to give it all on the wrestling mat, and they know that they're cared for, like, on a much deeper level.
That is a very unique perspective, and I love hearing that you're all about seeing them for who they are rather than just what they bring to the table for that wrestling program at Central. As we mentioned, Central Women's Wrestling, it is a new program. You alluded to the fact that MOC Floyd Valley, that you kind of helped with starting up their girls wrestling program there. How has that prepared you for the task too of taking over a young Central College women's wrestling program as they get ready to enter year number 3 as a team and just kind of setting up where this program is going to go for the future?
Yeah, I think it just really prepared me to have like not just expectations, but how to like prepare the girls for a new change. So this is a team that already existed before I got here, and I was on staff this last season, but everything was kind of just the way that Coach Baines, the prior head coach, had put it into play. And she would let me put my opinions and stuff, but now this is me, my chance to make the changes that I think are best. And not to say that anything that she did was wrong, but everything that people will see from this team from this season and this time forward will be all, that'll be me. I'll be making the decisions and working with my mentors and administrators to try to figure things out, but I think it just makes it a lot easier for me, having been the person who started up a newer program and having to help a program get to the next level. It comes with a lot, like with a young team, it comes with a lot of issues where they're still trying to figure out their identity as a team and create a culture. And we were working on that this last season at the tail end of it, on trying to define that culture and who are we, who do we want to be. And I've been working really hard since this spring with our captains to try to figure that out. And we have a good plan together, and we've been meeting almost on a biweekly basis, and we've read some leadership book together. And it's just been a really good time for us to figure out like who we are and how do we find out who we want to be and be authentic with that, and something that we believe in and that we can get recruits and our fans and our community around us at the college and in Pella to believe in it too, and to see that it's true. And so I think I was able to do that at MLC Floyd Valley, to just dive in and get kids to see who I was and what I was trying to give them and sell them. I truly believed in it. And then it's kind of just 2.0 over here on a bigger scale. And I think that I've basically recently done this, and I'm excited to do it again.
Absolutely. And looking at this year's team too, I know you kind of just alluded to some of those things, but when you look at what you guys have coming this year, I know you have some girls who, you know, they've made some incremental strides here over the last 2 years as this program's kind of got up and running. I know that as a team, you guys wanted to maybe make a little bit more of a leap in year number 2, but when you look at year number 3 for this program and where this thing is going and projecting to go, what are some of the things that you're seeing from the group that you have coming in this year that has you most excited about this coming winter?
Yeah. First of all, I just want to say that, like, Paige Baines did a phenomenal job at getting the program started and getting things where they needed to be for this now. And like I said, her and I were working on things this last season to get things turned around for this next season coming. But she had to go chase other opportunities and go back home to Texas. But I, like you said, I'm excited for it. I'm really excited. We have a great incoming class right now. Mostly girls from Iowa and a couple from the neighboring states. But they're all like girls that we've intentionally recruited, girls that we've had a lot of conversations with, girls that we believe kind of embody what we're trying to be this next year when it comes to competition and mindset. And a lot of them have a good faith base and come from very good families, and they just have good heads on their shoulders, and they're just willing to work hard. And I would say most of them are so goal-driven that they would say they haven't reached their goals. And so to me, that just makes me excited because I know they're hungry. I know they're excited to get to training again and to get into competition. So my biggest goal for this next season, when it comes to wrestling specifically, is I just want everybody to see how hungry, no matter which girls, whether it's returners or new incoming freshmen or our transfer, when they go on the mat and they're wearing a central singlet, that they see them sprinting to the middle every time, whether they're going out of bounds or not, and that they're not giving up until the match is over. And that whether win or loss, like they're coming with a specific attitude and tenacity that can't be matched. And so my goal is to bring in girls, hopefully they're coming in this year, that seem to be like that, and then help our girls who are on the team now grow to have that mindset and have that be a part of who we are. And I think if we do those things right, that the wins will come.
I have no doubt those wins will come. Coach Miranda, appreciate the time. Looking forward to seeing what your number three has in store for Central Women's Wrestling. And again, congratulations on the new role.
Thank you.
Absolutely. That was Dr. Jaime Miranda, the new head coach of the Central College Women's Wrestling Program, here on today's Melee Radio Sports page.